The sorry shape of our roads and highways are not a surprise to anyone who drives in the islands, but a recent review from Civil Engineers gives us poor grades for our storm drains, wastewater, and drinking water systems. HPR's Wayne Yoshioka joins us live with the latest. Morning.
Good morning, Catherine. The American Society of Civil Engineers, the local chapter, issued their first report card on the state's infrastructure, and the Civil Engineers gave Hawaii an overall grade of D.
That's pretty bad.
D plus. The roads got D plus and the bridges got a C plus. So at least that's a passing grade. And the roads and bridges, you know, they really impact most of the residents. I mean, with the major morning and afternoon rush hour traffic congestion and all that. Civil Engineer Stephen Du co-chaired the report card committee and had this to say about our bridges and roads.
Hawaii's bridges are on average 60 years old, which is significantly older than the national average of 43 years old. Of these bridges, 6.9% are structurally deficient. For our roads, we earned a D+. Hawaii's roadway network is essential for handling multiple modes of transportation, from pedestrians to bicyclists and passenger vehicles, all the way to heavy loads of high-volume freight trucks and buses. However, usable land in the state is very limited, and many roadways are confined by existing development and or the natural topographic features. Meanwhile, roadway travel demand statewide is projected to continue to increase from 2.4 million daily vehicle trips from 2007 all the way to 3.4 million daily vehicle trips by 2035.
You know, Catherine, when we were working at KITV, the number one complaint with the Office of Information and Complaint at City Hall was potholes.
Right, absolutely. And,
and here we have Civil Engineer Amber Takeno-Uchi. She co-chaired the report committee and provided recommendations from the Civil Engineers Organization.
The state legislature should increase the state gas tax and help support innovative funding mechanisms. Over the next 20 years, there's a funding gap of $23 billion for transportation infrastructure. Additional revenue will help to reduce this gap and address the growing construction costs. New revenue can also help toward paving the potholes, managing congestion, and reducing the number of structurally deficient bridges that we have here in Hawaii.
So what do you think? I mean, the state and county already raised the vehicle weight tax and the registration fees. Over the last 2 years, the state levied a rental car surcharge a couple of years ago, but they're not done. They found a pot of money. There's Senate Bill 409 that proposes to levy a $15 a year charge on electric vehicles for the use of our roads and bridges. Senator Russell Ruderman was the lone Democrat voting no on the measure, and this is what he said.
And now that we have 2.5% of our cars are electric vehicles and almost 4% are hybrids, we're going to put the brakes because road fees are more important than climate change. It's been said that electric vehicles need to pay their fair share because they're so heavy and they do damage to the roads. Electric vehicle is lighter than the average SUV. It's much lighter than an empty pickup truck. And road damage, it has an exponential relationship to the weight of a vehicle. 90% of the damage to a road comes from the heaviest truck that goes down it that day. 9% comes from the second heaviest vehicle that goes down it. And 1% comes from all the other vehicles put together. It's not a good reason to do this.
So if you do the math, you know, 3,000 electric vehicles times $15, that's only $45,000. Why do this? Well, you've got to get it passed first, and then you can incrementally raise it over the years, and it'll be just like having a gas car.
Well, I have to agree with him because we have both gas cars and electric vehicles in our family, and that little smart car is very light.
Yes, it is. And, you know, they have charging stations. There's a lot. They have a lot of amenities that a gas-powered car doesn't have, and yet the gas-powered cars are paying for the bulk of the highway repairs.
Right, and getting back to the proposal to raise the gas tax, we know that the State Department of Transportation has lobbied to raise fees, their user fees, right, the vehicle weight tax, registration, because they said that, yeah, the funds are going down, and they need to be able to sustain the work that they do on those roads, so they need to find the money somewhere.
And they also are proposing to have another lane put in the zipper lane and have fees for people who want to buy permits to use the zipper lane.
Is that the congestion pricing?
I guess so. But, you know, they're trying to look for all kinds of money, but, you know, the roads are just in really disrepair, and we don't know if it's a state road or a county road. I mean, how are you going to differentiate? And so it's going to be really difficult for them to raise this kind of money to fix our roads.
And we have then the unexpected challenges of landslides like we saw in the Pali, you know, hearing today that now that the issues are going to continue through August.
Through August. I mean, that's going to be a big repair. I mean, people on the windward side, there's really no way to get there, to get to Honolulu, unless they go around, you know, Hawaii Kai, or they go up north. But, you know, the H3 is already congested. And if you have to work downtown, you got to make that Red Hill traverse, and it's just a bear.
Right. And we had a Department of Transportation officials in. They were exploring different things. I think they are planning a series of meetings to roll out to kind of explain to the community why they are asking for these fees, that they have to do this over the long haul in order to sustain the road work that needs to be done on our highways.
And when you think about it, what happens when rail comes in and the vehicle use, well, might go down? I mean, who's going to pay for the road maintenance and repair? It's going to be a smaller pool of people, maybe, or, you know, it's going to be a lot bigger burden for them.
And we did have some discussions with DOT about, you know, potentially changing the mix of the asphalt that they're currently using. I think that's something that they're working on. I know the city has been, I guess, experimenting with some sealants in some neighborhoods. So I'll be kind of curious to see how well those are holding out.
And we also remember the debacle about the pothole machine that they bought for a couple of million dollars that never worked. I mean, this remains to be seen. But getting back to the report now, you know, the Honolulu Department of Environmental Services sent out an email, you know, saying that it was full of inaccuracies, the report card, and then they recalled it. But we have to remember that for the civil engineers, it's in their benefit to give the government bad grades, because that's what they do. That's their job.
Ideas they'll get, maybe get more money than to make those repairs. But that report also looked at everything from storm drain issues, how we deal with wastewater and drinking water. So we are in line for some upgrades for our Board of Water Supply pipes, and we will have to pay for that down the road.
And it's going to be expensive.
Yes, that and, we know.
Thank you.
All right, thanks so much, Wayne. That was HPR's Wayne Yoshioka. You can find his stories online at hawaiipublicradio.org.